Your On the Mark podcast is loading now. The On the Mark podcast is sponsored by the Sunbury Motor Company, family-owned dealership since 1915, 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, on Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf. News Radio 1070 WKOK presents On the Mark. It's a chance to voice your opinion on the events that affect life in the Susquehanna Valley. Now, here are your hosts for On the Mark, Mark Lawrence and Joe McGranahan.
Greetings. Welcome on board WKOK's live telephone talk show, On the Mark. I'm Mark Lawrence.
How you doing?
Fine.
Doing okay?
He okay?
I just wondered if you had a good day yesterday.
Are you channeling your inner godfather?
No. That was on Joey on Friends. How you doing?
Yeah, there you go. I'm doing okay.
Okay, well, I'm glad to hear it. You look a little frazzled.
A little wound up.
Yes, I was surprised to hear on the news this morning a tragic story.
Out of California.
California, where a van fell on somebody's tree and killed them. I think Vicky Barker.
A man
Barker,
was killed when his van fell on a tree.
When a van fell on his tree, right? Vicky Barker, I think, transposed her words a few times on the news this morning.
Well, we have a reel of mistakes from CBS News and AP broadcasters also. the tape is labeled, it happens to them, too.
Yeah. There used to be a guy named Kermit Schaffner who did a series of records. Remember back when we had records?
Mm-hmm.
Called bloopers. He's the one who coined the phrase bloopers.
Well, that's what they're. That's the old word.
I'm an old broadcaster. but he used to sell those, and they were always funny.
Oh, blooper records.
Yeah, they had tapes of radio mistakes at the time.
We have a tape of an AP broadcaster who was on the air here, who was trying to say Martina Navratilova, and then after he gave up, he said J.C., you know what that stands for,
right,
when you're cursing, F.C., J.C.F.C., on the air. He said, J.C.F.C., how effing hard is that to say?
And yeah, it all went out
on the air.
And, was he no longer employed the next day?
No, he was still there. And it's funny because a lot of affiliates carry that same sportscast. It was a sportscast live, including us. So this was about 3:45 in the afternoon. It was live. But then they repeated at 5 o'clock and 5:15 the same sportscast. So the AP affiliate, the anchor desk, literally called us and all the affiliates on the telephone.
said, don't air
the 4:45 feed because the anchor is
lost it.
So, but anyway, he forgot he was live. So.
Yes, we had a famous one here where one of our announcers said to the news director, who wrote the blanking memo anyway?
Oh, I remember that. Yeah, and that person went on to a great career in broadcasting. And
owns his own radio stations now.
Right, was not terminated, correct, here for that?
No, punished but not terminated.
Okay. So
anybody can make a mistake. You know, they always say in this business, always assume the microphones are live.
I let the F-bomb go, but not on the air. I was still in the anchor booth, and the mic was on, and I said that word, and no one heard it, except one listener sent us a note. One of the smartest women in the world who sends us, a woman you know, sent me a note, says, I heard you. So.
Well, that happened to me once in my career when the tape broke while I was giving a station ID.
Okay.
And I let it cut loose. But fortunately for me, there was something under. My mic was on, but so was the next event.
Okay.
So I don't think anybody ever really
heard
it.
Anybody caught it.
Right.
Yeah, I think there's probably more incidents about that than really get talked about, where, the music might have been playing or something else was going on.
But you sit there and the sweat starts rolling off your brow thinking, uh-oh, have I just ended my career?
Lynn Hall does a lot of good announcing around here. Lynn, have you ever let a curse word? Yep, she's shaking her head, yes. It happens.
Yeah, it does happen. It does happen.
So, okay, yeah, these things can occur. Well, the funny thing is a lot of these guys can record a portion of their air shift ahead, the announcers that do the DJ shows. They can report a little bit ahead, so that precludes the possibility of cursing. I mean, if you curse...
Unless they do it deliberately.
Well, that happened, too, to news people here once before I came on board. something slipped and they let it got into a recorded version that played back on the air. And so, yeah, somebody got in trouble for that. So, yes, there's a lot of these things that have happened in the past. Okay. Well, welcome on board. We are done with the blooper reel version of WKOK's On the Mark. On the Mark, sponsored by the Sunbury Motor Company. Check them out at sunburymotors.com. Our telephone number is open. We'd love to hear from you. 570-743-9565. You can email us at onthemark@wkok.com. You can text us at 702-236, but you got to put the keyword OTM in there if you want us to get that particular text. So feel free to do that. Got a lot of things going on at the University of Pittsburgh. We talked about the free speech issue. Now, President Trump, did not President Trump say that he was going to be arrested on Tuesday?
Yes,
he said Tuesday. Okay, right. So he's still down at Mar-a-Lago, and the Manhattan DA has not arrested anybody for the hush money topic. And have heard more things since then. A lot of folks say this is just not a really big prosecutable case. You know, I guess whatever laws are supposedly broken don't rise to felony indictment. But we actually don't know what the grand jury's heard or what all the evidence is associated with this. And, of course, Michael Cohen, the attorney that helped feed into this case, is really being criticized as not being truthful all the time. So, I couldn't tell you if he was or wasn't. I have no idea myself.
Well, the big debate at the University of Pittsburgh, going on to that story, which I think ties into some things we've been talking about recently, also ties into a story about a Vermont girls' high school basketball team forfeited an out-of-state tournament after refusing to play against a team that had a transgender player. Mid-Vermont Christian School was sent to play Long Trail School on February 21st, but forfeited the game due to a transgender player on Long Trail's roster, according to the head of the school.
Okay, so this is a girls' team.
Right.
And there is a person who used to be a boy, but is now playing as a girl, right?
Well, yes. What they say is, we withdrew from the tournament because we believe playing against an opponent... Well, great. Now they were trying to sell me the publication. Let me get back here.
Have you ever considered a truly fine subscription?
All right. We withdrew from the tournament because we believe playing against an opponent with a biological male jeopardizes the fairness of the game and the safety of our players. Allowing biological males to participate in women's sports sets a bad precedent for the future of women's sports in general. At the University of Pittsburgh, a group of women are arguing that the university should ban speakers who actually believe what I just said, that there should not be biological men playing in women's sports. And the University of Pittsburgh, 11,000 people, 11,000 students signed a petition.
Well, no, anybody can sign. I mean, they may all be students, but they wouldn't have to necessarily be. It's a... some online petition, what change.org.
Well, you're right. It says it garnered nearly 11,000 signatures. The change.org petition says that the events conflicts with Pitt's commitment to diversity and inclusion. Isn't that nice? Diversity and inclusion does not include people who disagree with you. I love it. It just shows the hypocrisy of the left.
Yeah, and part of the free speech issue is that, you know, they talk about the fact that the university's open to free speech all of the time, except these people.
Right.
You know,
But the university, in its defense, is saying, hey, they condemn, they've got the best of both worlds. They absolutely condemn the ideas of these people being brought in.
But here they come.
But we're going to let them come in because we believe in free speech, too.
Well, you know, this is what happened at Bucknell, is that different groups didn't want different speakers there, and that's why the Open Discourse Coalition, and it was different people within the university, not students, who didn't want certain voices heard. So they opened a lot of people who had the wherewithal and interest, these folks who think big, opened the Open Discourse Coalition off campus. And, you know, it's loosely affiliated with Bucknell, but it's not a branch of the, and they have speakers from all over. You remember they had, some pretty controversial speakers there over the years. So, and they have a dialogue coming up this week where you're going to be hearing from a Republican and Democrat about the bitter divide in the U.S. So they are trying to get sort of both sides on that. Well, something has happened on college campuses that some people call the kids snowflakes, you know, because they don't want to hear speech that they sharply disagree with.
Well, they certainly
with.
Don't seem to be interested in hearing speech they disagree with.
Right, I got that. I got that. But for some reason, and the students take a different, they have a different feeling towards their university now. You know, like when I was at Penn State, I didn't feel as I was a stakeholder in what the university speakers addressed and what the topics were. You know, I went to some and not to some others, and, you know, I just kind of did that. But the body politic on campuses today is much more cohesive, and the bulk of students, maybe three-quarters of the student, consider it sort of like their second home, and that what, you know, they wouldn't let their parents entertain a transphobic speaker, so they don't want their university. It's a different thing. You're not just observing what the university's doing, but you consider yourself part of it. So I think that is part of this. So, you know, it's like their parents are betraying them, or their brothers and sisters are betraying them by entertaining these ideas. But it is a conservative group of students on campus that's invited, at least one of these speakers.
Well, it is. And it's a group called, I forget, hasn't had its name here, but it is a conservative group on campus.
I think it's the Conservative Student Group.
No, it has a name. That's what it is, but it has a different name.
The MAGA
Turning Points USA is the name of the group. All right, but here's the point that I would like to make, and I think that they're making, is that it's automatically hate speech. The people who are against this are saying that if you disagree with them, you are a hater. And that just makes me so sick. You're telling me that I can't disagree with somebody who's transgender. I mean, no matter how you feel, you're telling me I can't disagree without it being hateful. Now, come on.
Well, I don't think just having that feeling or considering it's the outward speech, you know, and again.
But so what? You're allowed to have free speech in this country. You're allowed to say things. You're allowed not to like something. You're allowed to think it's wrong. And does that make you a hater?
No, it doesn't. But I think this is another aspect of it, and this on this I disagree with the students. I think the students, if it's their campus and they don't want those speakers, they can do all the petitions. You know, this is their free speech, is to do petitions, and they'll demonstrate on the night of, you know, with a rally or a protest or whatever you want to call it. But anyway, part of this is they say that these three speakers are part of a national movement to marginalize individuals who are transgender. You know, you have said, if somebody wants to be transgender, the transition, that's fine with them. But there is a movement in the U.S., I would say dozens of laws, but it's probably hundreds of people outlawing things that relate to transgender. Plus, we haven't resolved this sporting team thing. You know, I have said before that when it comes to high school sports and biological males competing on girls' teams, we have to come up with a compromise. It is so patently, blatantly obvious to me it's unfair. It's the very definition of unfair.
Sure.
And so we have to come up with some sort of a compromise to resolve this. But anyway, I think the kids are upset because these speakers are at the tip of the spear for a whole movement. You know, it would be like if you came in here or somebody came on our show and said, you know, it is time to once again make sure that blacks are known to be inferior and that we're going to return to slavery. Okay, so we have an open mic. If somebody wants to say that, you know, obviously almost everybody would refute that. But what if there was an army of them and they were the spokesperson and thousands or dozens of states had passed laws making blacks inferior and slavery is okay again? Would we then allow this tip of that spear, their main spokesman, to come on the radio here?
More importantly, let's say that became the prevailing opinion. Would we allow people who disagreed with that to speak? And my answer is yes, we would. Take, for example, in Arkansas, Governor Sarah Huckabee Sanders just signed a bill yesterday that requires people in schools to use the bathroom of the gender they were born, mm-hmm. not what they think they are, but the gender they were born with. Now, is this hateful? Is this somehow hateful? Or is it a reasonable, is it, because we can't make accommodations for everybody, your argument, I think everybody gets their own restroom, is a wonderful idea, then it doesn't really matter.
Right.
But, you know,
but
still,
in the meantime,
there are some people who object, and there was a story we had not too long ago where a biological male was in a female restroom, and a couple of the females in there objected and filed some sort of complaint. I don't remember the exact details of the story, but we talked about it on this program a while back.
Yep, I remember.
So, I mean, you know, all these people, are you a hater because you don't want someone who is not genetically the same as you are in a restroom assigned to people like you?
Well, I think if you go by the premise that transgender individuals are making some sort of a choice, you know, that from birth they were male and that's all they can ever be, they can't actually end up knowing that they are actually a female in a male body, and that if you reject that and you say all you'll ever be is what you're born as or what we identify you as you're born, then you're marginalizing people. And you have said it doesn't bother you when they're adults, so that's good.
Where does the greater harm lie? In someone who believes they are a male using a female restroom, or who was born a male using a female restroom, or somebody who believes they are female or is female and wants to use a male restroom? Who's harmed? I think the people who are genetically supposed to be there, or for whom the restroom was genetic built, they should have the right to determine who comes in there. And if it's a man dressed as a woman because I think I'm a woman, I believe I should have been born a woman, that doesn't make you a woman, does it?
No, okay. No, not in genetic form. You know, I think Stan always calls in and says, well, if you take their DNA after they're dead or even before then, you'll find out that they have two Y chromosomes. All right, 570-743-9565. Let us know your opinion about this important topic.
There's something to be said about a sale with a handshake. A service technician who really knows what he's doing. They can explain it in English what the problem is. There's nothing better than having that friend you could trust in the area. That's Sunbury Motors, where you get selection, knowledgeable salespeople, and prices that fit your budget, and more important, that friend you can trust. Welcome to Sunbury Motors, Kia, Ford, and Hyundai. You could chop other dealers and compare prices, but at Sunbury Motors, you get their lowest price promise. They research the current used vehicle market and guarantee their used car prices are the lowest. If you find a lower price, Sunbury Motors will beat it. Three dealers all in one. See their full new and pre-owned inventory at sunburymotors.com. Pick out a vehicle you like and schedule your test drive online. Follow them on Facebook. Sunbury Motors Ford and Hyundai, North 4th Street, Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf.
Welcome back to WKOK Live Telephone Talk Show on the Mark. We're actually talking about two things at the same time. One, both relate to transgender. One relates to a sports team. A high school sports team wouldn't play in a state championship because one of the competitors has an individual on the girls' team who is a transgender female, was born a male and transitioned at some point. And the second is on the University of Pittsburgh campus, and this is 100% current also. The students have a petition going around. They don't want three speakers coming up who are, I'm not going to say anti-transgender, but they've had transphobic remarks in the past, and they don't want them to speak on campus. It's not that they, are going to let them speak. They don't want them on campus to speak at all.
Well, one of them is Riley Gaines, a former University of Kentucky swimmer who has become a leading opponent of trans women participating in women's sports, and she's a woman.
Right. Okay. So, and that is...
Let's ban her. She's actually got experience in it, and she doesn't think that it should happen.
Right. And so that speaks to my idea that we're going to have to come with a compromise somehow on this athletic thing. Stan, you're on the mark. Thanks for calling in.
Good morning. So the war on women continues, I see. Because that's all the trans thing is, when they demand that men that think they're women play in women's sports, that's a war on women. They want to erase women from society by claiming that they're women. I'm sorry. Can't become a woman just because you say you are. Doesn't happen. That simple.
Well, that's not what transgenderism is.
Oh, it isn't? Well, what are they doing then? Now I'm talking to men going to women. Now, the women going to men, it's screwing them up too. But you don't see them demanding to be playing men's sport, do you?
Yeah, I was just going to say, you don't hear of too many transgender women wanting to play on men's sports teams.
Right.
Well, you certainly don't hear about them becoming absolute champions at it the way you hear about the reverse.
Well, that's because there's a difference between men and women.
No kidding.
Yeah.
What a revelation.
Okay. You know, so, you know, this is insane. And the university is supposed to be a paragon of free speech and discussion of ideas. Doesn't want to allow ideas to be spoken at their university?
No, they're letting them in. The University of Pittsburgh is letting it happen. But at the same time, they're condemning the speech.
Oh, so that's how it is. They're condemning. Now, you talk about Turning Point USA. That's run by Charlie Kirk. And as I said the other day, his speech was attacked by Antifa out in University of California. I think, I mean, it wasn't Berkeley. It was, I don't remember which one of the schools it was out there. And the chancellor basically accused him of creating hate speech and all kinds of stuff and encouraging violence against them. Okay, that was the chancellor of the university, was encouraging violence against them, and the Antifa showed up to you know, serve out that violence and attack the cops, you know, trying to protect them. So, you know, this is insanity. Now, the girls' basketball team that said they wouldn't play, was that the one in Maine?
Yes, it was. Okay. Or actually Vermont, a Vermont girls' high school basketball team.
Okay, well, one of them, I don't know if that's the one, they say it was a Christian school, has been banned from all future sporting activities.
They've been banned from all the tournaments, any future tournaments of this particular league, yes.
Okay, well, that would be all future sporting activities.
No, they're just basketball. I think there are other sports.
Okay, it's just basketball. Well, if they have a boys' football team, they probably wouldn't protest because if there was a girl transgender that played on them, you know, no big deal. But when you got men playing against, or boys, bigger boys playing against girls, what do you think's going to happen?
Well, I think the boys are going to win.
Exactly. And recently there's a thing, I think it was the Swiss national team, one of the runners, they allowed a man to run. And of course he won against all the women. It was a World Cup event or whatever it is for the women. Okay, they were running against other people from other nations. So the man won. He says he's a woman, okay? This is just getting to be way out of hand. If they want to do this, then they need to create a whole other league for these people to compete in.
Well, there was another story this week, too, about, I think it was the first woman or first girl to participate in an NCAA men's baseball team. Now, she wasn't there because she was transgender. She was there because she was a darn good baseball player, and she earned a spot on the team. And there are instances where girls kick, I don't think they play linemen, but girls kick for high school football teams. Mm-hmm. There they are competing on an equal setting with the boys. In other words, a boy could have that job, but in this case, a girl was better at it, and she got it. And that's fine. That's the way it should be. It should be based on your ability, not on the fact that you decided you want to change what you are in order to compete.
Well, here's my theory on all this, okay? The men or boys that decide they're going to become girls or women to compete on the woman's team are just incapable of standing out in the men's division, so they go to the women's division so they can feel good about themselves and be winners like Leah Thompson or whatever his name was, okay, and it still is. That's what's going on. They don't have any self-respect or confidence in their abilities, so they go where they think or know that they can win. Now, that's the height of unsportsmanship.
Well, I don't think an individual who's a transgender competitor switched because they knew they could win on the girls' teams. The individuals who do that say they are a transgender, and that's the way they are, and that's why they end up on the girls' team. But I agree with you 100%. Something's got to give here. I mean, you cannot have biological males trying to compete on an equal footing with biological girls. Because,
why do they have to?
Because you have to. They're just not the same. So
no,
it's plainly obvious.
Here's what I'm saying. If you want to transition to the other sex, why do you have to compete in sports? You know, isn't the transition
Kevin always talks about this stuff, self-esteem,
isn't
teamwork,
the transition,
camaraderie.
Isn't the transition itself enough? You felt you were a woman. You've now lived as a woman. You're dressed as a woman. You behave as a woman. But you don't have to compete in sports.
Let's give Stan the last word. Go ahead, sir, and then Joe and I can argue all day long.
Okay, they only compete because they want to compete. I understand that. They were competing as men or boys, but they couldn't win. So they knew that if they went to the women's division, they could win because they were better than the women, but they weren't better than the better men. So, as I said, they have zero self-respect for themselves.
Gotcha. All right, we got you, sir.
And this is for Dick. Blah, blah, blah. Have a great day. See you all later.
Okay.
Bye.
All right, thank you for that. All right.
And then one of our emailers says, no, Mark, the boy that's playing on the girls' team did not used to be a boy and is now playing as a girl. He is still a boy, no matter what he says he is. How is it that the school that refuses to play the girls' basketball game because the opposing team has a boy on it is the one who's making the news? If this happened a few years back, the team with the boy would have been disqualified because it's totally ridiculous. We are so far gone as a society, and if you think this is perfectly normal, you are ridiculous as well. But according to Mark, if I call someone a boy who is born a male but says they are a different gender, I'm marginalizing that individual. What a freaking joke.
That's from Doug. All right. Thank you, sir. Much appreciated. Yeah, a lot of people agree with you. There's no argument about that. You are listening to News Radio 1070 WKOK Sunbury. It is 9 a.m. We're going to take a break for the CBS News. Listen for that van to fall on a tree again.
News Radio 1070 WKOK presents On the Mark. It's a chance to voice your opinion on the events that affect life in the Susquehanna Valley. Now, here are your hosts for On the Mark, Mark Lawrence and Joe McGranahan.
Greetings. Welcome aboard WKOK's live telephone talk show, On the Mark. I'm Mark Lawrence. Joe McGranahan is here. He portrays a good conservative and probably really is one, although he isn't really in love with Donald Trump anymore. So he sold his MAGA hat in the yard sale, so that's gone. But, still likes some of President Trump's policies. Just the man and the flamboyance and the words and the lies and the criminal activities, that's gotten to him. So he's now ready for another Republican. Good conservative. Are you a DeSantis supporter early on here?
I like him.
Okay, so yeah, he's worth exploring. So, so that's Joe McGranahan. I'm Mark Lawrence. I'd be willing to vote for Joe Biden again, even though, because we cannot have some of these Republicans in there lose all of our
rights. We can't have anybody with common sense and intelligence in there. We need somebody who's just going to wander around staring
blankly at the walls. Well, we don't see anybody with common sense and intelligence running for office yet, but we'll see.
Ron DeSantis.
We got a long way to go. So, Lynn Hall is our fabulous producer. Oh boy. Rob Center's our fabulous producer. They pulled a swapperoonie on me. On the Mark is sponsored by the Sunbury Motor Company.
So it's not Lynn Hall thinking she's Rob Center or Rob Center thinking she's Lynn Hall. Am I correct?
No.
All right.
Yeah, trans producer.
That would be a whole different conversation.
There you go.
That's the conversation we're having, Rob.
Rob talks to us from time to time. Yeah, we're talking transgender on the show. Talked about the fact that the University of Pittsburgh students have signed a petition, and many are uninterested in three speakers who advocate against. They oppose transgender individuals
no,
or transgender.
No, they disagree with it.
Individuals, right? Okay, I'm trying
they're
to word
this. Not saying
that
these people can't be what they want to be. They're just saying that they aren't actually what they're claiming to be.
All right, so that's probably what Joe said might be right. So there you have it. And so we talked about that. So we can continue that conversation. I'm going to play a segment from our correspondent soon about the University of Pittsburgh. On the Mark is sponsored by the Sunbury Motor Company. Check them out at sunburymotors.com. 570-743-9565 is our telephone number. You can email us at onthemark@wkok.com, and you can text us at 70236. Include the keyword OTM. Geisinger is out with Plan B for their behavioral health facility. Plan A was to put the behavioral health facility on the St. Searles campus, but the main entrance and exits would have gone through a crowded neighborhood. It would have been near a busy neighborhood as well. So zoners said no to that. So plan B is to build it behind Maria Hall on the campus. It would be a 96-bed behavioral health facility. Maria Hall is a nursing facility, residential and community facility used by the Sisters of St. Cyril and Methodius. It would need a zoning change, but would need a subdivision approval. Union County residents have a chance to dispose of some hazardous materials this weekend. We'll start out by talking about what you cannot bring. Michelle Dietrich is the Dietrich is the Union County EMA coordinator.
Unacceptable items are biohazard waste, sharps, syringes, explosives, tires, ammunition, and DEA-regulated drugs. Acceptable items, aerosols, paints, cleaners, solvents, batteries, flammables, insecticides, pesticides, pool chemicals, lawn chemicals, automotive products, propane cylinders, photochemicals.
Acceptable are cooking grease, used oil, thermometers, fire extinguishers, and fluorescent bulbs. We have more about that at WKOK.com. A state police DUI checkpoint in Northumberland County Friday night and Saturday morning resulted in several arrests. They say 8 arrests were made late Friday and early Saturday morning. They did not disclose the exact location of the illegal checkpoint.
The illegal checkpoint?
There we go. Thank you.
Illegal?
I think checkpoints should be illegal, but I'm old school.
You certainly are.
Well, and I think they've been okayed by the U.S. Supreme Court, so they must, maybe they are actually legal. It just seems wrong to stop people and say, are you guilty? It's you're guilty until you can prove yourself innocent. That seems backwards to me.
Really, they don't just stop you and let without you exhibiting some sort of behavior, do they? They just stop everybody.
They stop absolutely everybody.
Okay,
yeah,
well, then what's unfair about that?
Well, I don't think the presumption is that you are guilty, but you can roll down your window, blow your breath in their face, and show them your ID and everything, and then you can prove yourself innocent.
And you go on your way.
Right.
But it's against the law to drive drunk. You think people are going to stop the car and get out and say, excuse me, officer, I'm drunk. Would you arrest me?
No, you missed the point.
You have to find them. You're missing my point.
No, the point is that you're presumed guilty. That is unconstitutional.
We're not presuming
in my opinion.
You're guilty.
But checkpoints have been approved and tested in the courts, so clearly I'm in the wrong here, or in the minority.
Clearly you are.
All right. Anyway, now on to the Pitt speakers. While appearing at a state budget hearing Tuesday, the chancellor of the University of Pittsburgh responded to calls for the university to cancel 3 upcoming controversial speakers. Our correspondent Mark Sims has that story.
Representative Latasha Mays, a 2003 Pitt alum who represents the university in the House, is among those calling for the events many students say target the transgender community to be canceled.
And how does this align with the stated values of the University of Pittsburgh and its commitment to diversity, inclusion, equity for all students?
Pitt Chancellor Patrick Gallagher says while diversity, equity, and inclusion are vital parts of the university, it's also a place for free speech.
It is at times when the speech is most repugnant that these values are the hardest to uphold, and we're doing our best to make sure that we support the rights of our students.
More than 11,000 students have signed a petition for Pitt to cancel the speaker events.
Mark Sims, News Radio, 1070 WKOK.
Diversity, equity, and inclusion does not include
people who disagree with you. There is an irony there.
There's more than an irony there.
There's no argument about that. Okay, hypocrisy. It's up from irony to hypocrite.
Oh,
okay.
Absolutely.
All right. Yep, I see it. All right. WHTM is the individuals that told us that there's a group of state lawmakers who are interested in making the end of Ramadan a state holiday in Pennsylvania. Now, a different group would like 2 more state holidays as well. It's lawmakers who wish that the Pennsylvania spring primary election and general election days be state and municipal holidays. They would also allow counties, or they also require schools to observe election day as a legal holiday. And this law would also require private businesses, public sector employees, this is, private like us, to provide 2 hours of unpaid leave to workers to cast ballots. So if we wanted to take 2 hours unpaid off, the WKOK would be required to do that. So
how do we determine if it actually takes you 2 hours to vote?
Well, therein lies the pickle.
Well, that's a pickle, all right.
All right, so we have some other headlines. We'll talk about those a little bit later on. We got our callers lined up on this transgender topic. To be clear, we talked about a sports team. Was this Western Pennsylvania or Ohio?
No, it was Vermont.
Vermont, okay. So out-of-state team, a girls team, declined to participate in the state championship or state playoff game because one of their opponents would be a girls team that has a transgender boy on it, a boy that was born genetically male but has transitioned to female. They did not wish to play this individual, so that piece, huge, massive piece of undigested meat popped its head up again. And on the University of Pittsburgh, this free speech issue where students, this has been all over the country, where students don't want opposing views spoken out. So that's the heart of the matter. Free speech is what this is about, really.
Yes, we want diversity, equity, and inclusion, but not if you disagree with us.
Yeah, there you go. Codger Joe's got it.
Yes.
All right, we've got a different Codger Joe next. Joseph from Milton, PA. Good morning, sir. You're on the mark.
Hey, good morning, Mark. Yes, I want to comment on this transgender stuff. Is it not illegal or... if you're a football player, baseball player, or even if you have a racehorse, that you cannot give them drugs to enhance their physical ability? Is that not true?
That is true.
Yeah, that is true. That's called doping.
I understand that when you transgender, you take certain kind of hormone drugs or whatever to alter your, I guess, your breast growth and whatever. I don't know that much about it. So would that not disqualify that person from participating in a basketball, football, or whatever team?
I think it would depend on whether or not the components of those drugs were that were necessary to make that transition, if you want to call it that, whether or not they were banned substances and determined to be enhancements of some sort.
But that's not what this issue is. This is a free speech issue. This has nothing to do with the hormones associated with being transgender.
No, but he makes a good point about
absolutely.
About athleticism.
Right. Right, as it relates to athletics. Yeah, right. That has got to be resolved. That's still a big, massive piece of undigested meat, as Mark keeps saying. Anyway, go ahead, Joseph.
Yeah, and what I'd like to say, too, on top of that, is I would respect that person, whoever it is, a male or female, if they, like Bruce Jenner, he changed his name to Caitlyn. I really don't have a problem with that. I don't really care for it. But I would call him Caitlyn, but I would never call him a she or a woman. I'm not going to lie. And what they're trying to do is to get us to lie, to say something that is untrue. It is simply untrue. And I would never do that. If they don't like it, that's tough. You know, but they can change their name, and that's okay. I mean,
gotcha. Well, this is really about free speech. Would there be any reason that you would... let me scratch that. Is there, if you were on a college campus and you were a student, would there be any form of free speech you wouldn't want on campus?
Well, of course you don't want to allow them to say the N-word and the F-word and things like that.
Well, that's abhorrent. That's what the university president says we actually do allow.
I guess anything goes today. In fact, since the Going with the Wind, when Clark Gable said, frankly, Charlotte, I don't give a damn, it shocked the world. They said, damn.
Yep. People actually fainted.
Yeah.
What?
Point.
Yes, true.
People had a consciousness of things that were wrong and right and proper, and that is not anymore. You hear MF all the time. MF this, MF that, you know? And it's just, it's terrible. And even people that say freaking, that's just a slang for the F word.
Right.
They ought not to say that. I would never say that. I just said it, but I'm just giving an example.
It was parenthetic. Okay, we got you.
Yeah, I'd like to say one more thing. I was watching Jesse Waters last night, and he had a woman on from Illinois. She had a property, had no trespassing signs up. She moved out for some reason. And a squatter moved in. And she called the police. They couldn't do nothing. He's allowed to be there, I think, to squatter's rights for something like 8 months in her house. And he run the water bill up and, of course, the sewer bill and who knows what else and destroyed the place. He has two dogs in there and there's other people. And she can't do nothing about it. I mean, it's, I think, wow, if that was my property, I don't know what I would do, but... I couldn't abide by that law, and it's a law out there. I think it was Illinois. She just cannot do nothing about that. This guy said, I have squatter's rights. There it is.
All right, we got you. All right, thank you, sir. Thanks for calling.
I've heard that term for years, but I never knew exactly what the legal definition of it might be.
I'm sure that doesn't apply everywhere.
I hope not.
All right, Cindy, thanks for calling in. We're talking about free speech on the University of Pittsburgh campus.
Good morning, gentlemen. You know, when I hear this discussion, I ask myself, what would these people have said to the abolitionists? Had Frederick Douglass asked to be on their campus, you know, 150 years ago, what would they have said to him? What would they have said to Sojourner Truth and the suffragists when they spoke out? You know, we know that when they marched down the street in Washington, D.C., there were people in the crowd who threw rotten tomatoes and bad fruit, et cetera, at them, and people jeered the silent sentinels who stood outside the White House holding up their banners, when will we get the right to vote? I think it doesn't speak well of the people who refuse to allow a differing point of view. It doesn't hurt me to listen to people on the radio who say things I don't agree with. I still have lunch and go about my day, and I mean, it does not diminish me at all. It is concerning to me that we would consider awarding a higher education degree to people who are so clearly intolerant of any view but their own. Because higher education is supposed to enlighten an individual with the capacity to weigh different points of view and come up with their own answers. These people seem to postulate that there is only one answer. Sounds a bit like when they were attacking Christians, right? Or the Muslims, when the Christians attacked the Muslims, that there's only one way, my way. It does not speak well of our society that groups of people behave this way, and it's very troubling that it's going on at institutions of supposedly higher education.
Well, and I think, you know, you've seen this at other, we keep seeing this popping up at schools where individuals who aren't progressive are the ones that are being shouted down. But the students today seem to take, and this is Lawrence's worthless observation, they seem to take sort of a warmer view of the nature of the campus, that it's some sort of cocoon of growth and progressivism, and that you don't want anything that would, you know, put you in the path. You use the suffragettes as an example, that, 100 years ago, the men who were on the campus would not have, you know, would have considered, if the same thing were true, that the campus was theirs and that they don't want to hear opposing views, that women shouldn't have these kinds of rights, and that we don't need to hear that and we don't want that. Unfortunately, that is, as the chancellor points out, contrary to their opinion. But the students' other aspect, and I have not read the petition, but this is what was present on these other campus pushback elements, is they say that there's this giant force moving in the world and in the U.S. to take away rights of individuals who are transgender or whatever the issue is, and that state laws are now backing them up. You know, state laws might ban something that relates to transgender or in schools or in sports or something, and that these three speakers are the tip of the iceberg of this national backwards movement in our nation.
Backwards?
So, well, you and I call it free speech, and we don't want to hear it, and I don't mind, you know, and I watch News Nation or OAS News on TV once in a while just to see what they're up to, and sometimes you might learn something, and once in a while I agree with something they say. But on this campus, the students love this rarefied air of a progressive encouragement that they get, and they don't want anything that opposes that because they think it's part of this war against the progress that we've made. They don't want any soldiers from that war.
What progress have we made?
But, Mark, we have seen this behavior this week, don't want to hear this, don't speak, shut this person up, behavior replicated off of campus and out within society at large, that groups come together and try to extinguish free speech. And I just ask them, do you really want to be among the people standing along the road throwing tomatoes at the suffragists? Do you really want to be among the people who voraciously, viciously attacked the abolitionists? Is that really the group you want to be in? because that's the behavior that you're showing. And again, I say, you know, I understand they don't want to hear it. Here's my solution. Don't go. Don't go. Imagine if the embarrassment one would feel, I've done some public speaking, if no one came. Isn't that a much louder clarion call of opinion than shouting down the person or than prohibiting them from saying what they have to say?
But you can't virtue signal if you do that. I mean, you're virtue signaling when you go on and shout the person down. Look at me, I'm morally superior. I'm defending the rights of the poor downtrodden.
Well,
I mean,
virtue signaling is a human condition. That's what the conservatives are doing with these good speakers who
agree with them. Oh, no, they're not. They're inviting them in to present ideas on campus, which is what it's for. The exact counterpoint to that would be is if they brought in a transgender speaker to talk about the need for transgenders to have certain protections. If the conservatives rallied against that, I would be as opposed to that as I am to this.
Cindy, I get what you're saying, and I think I agree with you. And is there any abhorrent speech that we wouldn't allow on campus?
No.
So everybody's okay.
And,
just
you know,
isn't.
I look upon, in response to that gentleman who spoke earlier, I have often heard people whose vocabulary is limited to a four-letter word that begins with the letter F. And I feel sorry for them because they must have slept through English class, don't know there's such a thing as a dictionary or, you know, other books in which they could have grown their vocabulary outside of using that word. Now, today, that word appears to be every form of speech known to man. And I just think it's
very, very utilitarian, a noun, an adverb, a verb.
It's everything. It's an expletive.
Everything.
It's, everything you can name. But that, I think, dilutes the value of that word, right? Just like we've talked about before, if you call everybody the N-word, it begins to dilute the ugliness of that word, in my opinion. It diminishes the sting of hearing that word. But, Mark, I think we should be concerned that if a group of religious people who opposed another group, I'm just going to pick some, and I'm sure I'm going to catch heck for this. If the Christians came out and marched against the Jews or against the Muslims, wouldn't there be an uprising in this country? Wouldn't people say, stop that, you know, that's not appropriate. You shouldn't be attacking those people based on their religious belief. In fact, I recall, and I believe that this opinion was voiced on this station, when 9/11 happened, some people worried that the country would blame all Muslims for the behavior of these 21. Do you remember that?
Yep.
And they said, no, no, it's not all of them. It's just this handful that did this. And we should not, you know, spew our ire on all of them because this handful of people did. And I think that these people that who are cutting off free speech are doing that very thing.
All right,
yeah,
gotcha.
No argument, they are. But you look back in the 1930s, there was a guy called Father Conklin who actually was as anti-Semitic as they come. And it was kind of like the American Nazis. We had the Silver League. We had the American Nazi Bund, you know. But they still had the right to free speech in this country, and they were allowed to have their say. And we, as you point out, if I didn't want to hear it, I didn't turn on Father Conklin's radio program. I didn't go to the Fritz Kuhn's American Bund rallies. I didn't go where I didn't want to hear something that I knew was going to be said.
Well, what about that senator in the 50s who used his position?
Joe McCarthy?
Thank you. His name was escaping me. Who persecuted a large breadth of people. And, you know, but did they shut him down? Did they put him in prison? Did they boo him? I mean, you don't listen. Don't listen. He could have the hearings, but no one has to listen. There can be no greater shame for a embarrassment for a public speaker than that no one shows up. And Mark likes to play the crickets.
Do you remember who took him down, Joe McCarthy?
No.
Edward R. Murrow, and he did it by playing McCarthy's own words on a program called, I think it was Hear It Now.
Right. Now, so then people, just like the people who have attacked others in history this way, you hear what they have to say and you discard it, right? Just like I can listen to some people's religious zealotry and I just discard it. I can, but I don't want to attack them, and they have every right to stand on the street corner. When we were at Penn State ages and ages ago, there was a preacher that stood on a corner.
What year was that?
Oh, in the 70s part.
That's when I was there. Isn't that funny? Yeah,
yeah,
he was there when I was there in 78.
He was famous, but nobody
79.
Felt the need to attack him. Nobody. He just went on, and we all walked past. Thank you, gentlemen.
Hey, thank you so much for calling in. Yeah, I remember the guy who stood outside a very popular lecture hall on the quad. Now, I can't on the main mall. Can't remember the name of the lecture hall. All right, we're going to take a quick break while I look that up on the campus map. But we invite you to call us 570-743-9565. We have some arguments just against transgenderism in general, but that's not what we're talking about here. This is free speech on campus. 11,000 people signed the change.org petition wanting to make sure these transphobe speakers aren't allowed on campus. And
You just use an adjective to describe these people. You don't know whether they're transphobic or whether they just disagree.
Well, that's I'm just telling you what the petition said. I couldn't tell you a single word any of them said at all. But in any event, the petition says they're transphobic.
Then use the word alleged transphobics.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Okay, Mr. Station Manager. You just can't take off that hat, can you? But anyway, but the issue really is free speech. Should they be allowed on campus? I certainly think so. I haven't argued that they shouldn't be allowed on campus, but I have tried to explain what I think Lawrence's worthless view of what the students may be saying is that this cuddly cocoon of progressivism that they wanted on campus is going to be shattered with some opposing views. What's your opinion? 570-743-9565. You can email us at onthemark@wkok.com. Text us at 70236. Include the keyword OTM.
When car repairs get difficult.
Well, I just don't know.
Me neither.
We get good. Sunbury Motors. More than quality new and used cars, Sunbury Motors specializes in complicated auto repair diagnosis. They can handle intricate repairs and even complete auto body with service open Monday through Friday, 7 till 4. And Sunbury Motors has made simple repairs easy. Maintaining your vehicle is necessary. Finding the time to do it is difficult. Welcome to Sunbury Motors Quick Lane. Open 7 till 4, Monday through Friday. Just walk in or call ahead. Relax in their remodeled waiting room with Wi-Fi, beverages, and snacks. Will Sunbury Motors factory trained techs take care of your oil change, tire alignments, brakes, and inspections. Quick Lane, 6:30 to 6, Monday through Friday, Saturday, 6:30 till 2. Sunbury Motors, Ford and Hyundai, North 4th Street, Sunbury. And Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. We take the out of auto repair.
All right, welcome back. We got lots of words in front of us to read on this free speech issue. We would invite you to call us now, 570-743-9565. Should all forms of speech be allowed on campus? I think Joe and I agree that all forms of sort of political or societal speech should be allowed on campus. Students on campus say no. I've tried to outline a couple of their reasons and probably inaccurately outline them.
What do you think this program would sound like if we said, now, ladies and gentlemen, this is a conservative program, and no liberal views will be allowed on the air here.
No Chris's or Tom's
or anybody else who disagrees with what we say.
Or the other fella whose name escapes me.
Bob.
Yes, Bob's good. Thank you.
Anyway, one of our emailers says, some reports point out that the other female swimmers on the team with Leah Thomas feel disrespected as Leah still has male genitalia and openly flaunts this in the locker room. Well, now that would be a problem.
What's the difference between a flaunt and it just happens to be there? Well, you see, this is somebody who's transgender should be showering alone and or the girl should have the opportunity to shower alone. Without somebody else in the room.
Or should they even be in the room?
Right. But now that's not how athletic locker rooms work. I get that. But that's going to have to be resolved.
Okay.
All right. Texts.
One of our texters says, yes, Mark, free speech is key, but the trans community wants to squelch free speech if you don't bow to their demands.
In what way? You have to explain that. I don't know how people who are transgender want to squelch our free speech, but I'd love to hear.
Well, they're doing it here. Not maybe not themselves, but it's being done for them by these students at the University University of Pittsburgh who believe that, well, come on, that's exactly what's
happening.
In what
way did transgender people tell the students to start this petition? You're assuming evidence not existent.
No, I'm assuming facts not in evidence.
Well, no, we're not quite that far. You're saying that the transgender put these students up to it, and
I'm saying no. Well, you know, this whole idea of being woke, and I know my son hates that word, but let's use it for example. Let's say somebody being woke, let's just say it's not really woke, it's just being ultra-sensitive to other people's perceived injustices. Would you agree with that?
No, but I could see how somebody who didn't understand it would. But listen, our texter says the trans community wants to squelch free speech. That is facts, not in evidence. There's no indication that trans individuals want to squelch free speech. This is the student body. This is about 11,000 people on the petition. So the University of Pittsburgh campus probably has maybe 10,000 students. So this is possibly not even a majority of the students on campus.
11,000 is not a majority of 10,000 students?
No, the 11,000, they're not all students on the petition. It's open to the whole world. You have no idea how many are students and how many are not.
Well, then why would their opinions be valid if they actually weren't a student?
Oh, boy.
Seriously, anyway, why would they be?
This is a free speech issue. It doesn't have anything to do with being transgender. The trans community is not trying to squelch free speech.
Well, it's being squelched on their behalf, then.
Well,
let's
put
it that way.
That's fine. Then you could argue that somebody's arguing on behalf of slaves, that they want equal rights. It just makes no sense. It's not true. It's just not true.
Well, then how would you define it?
Well, you have students on campus that don't want any opposing viewpoints.
But it's a specific topic. They aren't saying don't talk about ham sandwiches being better than chicken salad.
Well, that's okay. There you go. It's perfect. It's like you go to the school cafeteria and say, well, the chicken salad told me not to eat the ham salad. No, that's not true. You may have a preference. You may argue on behalf of having both in the school.
But if the chicken
trans community is not trying to squelch free speech.
If the chicken salad believes it's ham salad and everybody starts a petition to say the chicken salad is, in fact, ham salad, you have exactly the situation we have here.
So I don't want anybody, I don't want you to say that anymore.
No, we're not allowed to say that.
Beep you on
we're not allowed
say
to
that.
Say this looks like all ham right. salad, but it actually is chicken salad because the chicken thinks it is.
One of our good liberal texters says this.
No, Joseph, the trans are a protected class. They could be high on cocaine and they'd still get a pass.
And that's poetic, too. I don't get what it means, but in any event, next one.
Well, this one has nothing to do with our topic. It's says DUI checkpoints are a pain in the posterior. They always delay my trip home after work. They need to hold them from 5 to 10 p.m.
That's when they do have them. Oh, no, maybe they start at 10.
And then another email says, my guess is that if an individual or a group wanted to come on a college campus to promote pedophilia, they would be... I think you wanted the word shut there, but you...
Almost got you.
Almost got me, because I tend to read what's in front of me. Let's just say they made
would
a mistake.
Be shut down, and justifiably so.
And justifiably so. Just saying, it sounds horrible and ridiculous. But just wait. The way things are going, it's going to become normalized.
Okay, so we want free speech on campus. What if the man-boy society comes to campus and they want to make a speech? Now, remember, they're not just coming to talk about how much they enjoy molesting boys. They're recruiting. They're looking for more adults to participate in this. Is that okay, too?
You're saying that is their absolute stated objective.
Right.
We're coming on campus because we want to recruit additional pedophiles to molest children.
Maybe that's a corollary. They just want to talk how nice it is.
If they want to talk about, there is that man-boy love society, or whatever it's called. I don't remember the name of it.
So should we make them illegal, too?
No.
But they should be able to speak.
But as Cindy points out, quite frankly, we just don't go. This is something I don't want to hear about. I don't think anybody should want to hear about it. I'm not going to try and stop them from talking, but I'm just not going to participate.
You're
going to
boycott.
It's the same thing we do every day with the choices we make to turn on a television program or to turn on a radio program. And there are TV channels my wife watches all the time where they spend endless amounts of time fixing up homes.
I find that boring.
You know?
It's called Magnolia. It's the best channel on the whole TV.
She loves it, yeah. But, I mean, I don't choose to watch that type of thing. I don't choose to watch the talking heads at night, not because I disagree with them, but because I don't really want to hear their opinions. So that's the wonderful thing about freedom. You don't have to participate if you don't want to. You don't have to go to the transphobic discourse on campus. You don't have to go to the pedophiles meeting. You can choose not to go there. But at the same time, you allow the principle of free speech to prevail.
Let's take a break. Is it the same? Should we allow pedophiles to speak on campus?
I can remember one of my former employees at a radio station I ran before I came here. He used to have a topic of the day on his program, and his topic one day was, should Homo sapiens be allowed to teach in our schools?
I say no.
No.
I want only AI. All right, 570-743-9565. Should pedophiles be able to speak on campus? Welcome on board WKOK Live Telephone Talk Show On The Mark. I'm Mark Lawrence. Joe McGranahan is here.
Right here.
His honor over in Shamokin Dam. Papa at the dinner table. He's one of the Bar Association's famous scrutinizers of good candidates. Spotlight just did an article about the four state Supreme Court candidates. Is one of those the ones you did?
No, I did a Superior Court this time.
All right, we'll have to look for that when that comes out. Rob Sanders, our fabulous producer. We got two callers standing by, and they are right on our topic we're discussing. So we'll start with Chris. Good morning, sir. Free speech is the real issue on campus. Should pedophiles be able to speak and recruit?
You could make a good argument that they should.
Okay.
But I don't know whether anybody much agrees with it.
Okay.
I think the problem with free speech is, first of all, are they coming free?
Probably not.
You mean, are they being paid for their appearance?
Yes.
I would think that very few people would actually pay them to come on campus to speak. But you might...
Well, I'm talking about anybody that you're talking about right now. Should have the same distinctions for
but
everyone.
But I think you make a good point, Chris. This Pittsburgh group is being sponsored by a conservative group on campus. Now, if they bring them in and pay them, that's not the university doing it. That's the group.
Well, they probably get their money from the university.
No, I don't think so. I don't think so, according to this story. But you may have a point.
And I think it's kind of humorous that all this universities should have free speech nonsense that you're talking about.
What makes it nonsense, Chris?
Well, Christian universities do not allow... regularly do not allow anti-Christian or anti-abortion or pro-abortion rights people to talk.
But they don't have an open policy of allowing all forms of speech. They have...
Where's this open policy?
Oh, Pitt has
it. Who made that? Any private university can do that then also, right?
Right, but Pitt doesn't have that. That's what the students are upset about.
Yes, because it's a public university, and therefore you think special rights, they lose their special rights to decide what speakers are appropriate.
Well, I don't know that I buy that.
Well, you don't demand it of private universities.
Well, I just Googled, because you brought up an interesting point, I just Googled Christian College rejects liberal speaker. And I can't find any listed. It has a list of...
Notre Dame does not allow pro-abortion speakers to speak.
Right. Pitt has a policy, and Pitt reiterated its commitment to cultivating an environment of mutual respect, concern for others, diversity, inclusion, and belonging. At the same time, they said that it does uphold the principles of protected speech and expression and acknowledges that legally protected speech and expression can at times offend and marginalize some members of our community and contradict our unwavering university values.
So I think universities actually should have much more free speech than they do, but I think that's true of all universities. And I think Christian universities and private universities that do it are to be criticized. But certainly they certainly can decide where to put their money and so forth too. Mm-hmm. I guess they have that right. Somehow, if it's public money, then they lose that right somehow.
But you've argued many times for the separation of church and state.
Yes, and, So, what's that mean?
Well, it's you know, if someone is paying money to specifically promote an agenda on public property... Isn't that an issue?
In what way?
Well, the same way it would be as if the same way it would be.
Give me an example of what they'd be talking about. That would,
well, I'm going back to the church and state argument.
Yeah, so they're coming to say that church and the church should be able to control the state.
Are they coming to say
the opposite?
That on a public square, we want to erect a Christian symbol. Now, you've been against that for many, many, many years, right?
Most common sense people should.
So isn't the same thing applicable in colleges? If someone wants to come on there and do something that's antithetical to their values and belief system, should it be permitted, or should they have the right to exclude it? I was just looking at Gonzaga University, which is a Catholic college. They turned down a request by the school's pro-life club to host Liz Wheeler for a campus lecture sponsored by the Young Americans Foundation and refuses to explain the reasoning behind the decision. I'm opposed to that, too.
Yeah, but the Christian colleges do that regularly, and I don't hear you criticizing them for it.
Well, I just did.
You didn't even know it existed, apparently, till I called.
Well, you know, it's funny. It hasn't. It doesn't make the news as often as the other way around.
Well, because nobody objects to it. It's a religion. It's a Christian school. They private school, and therefore they can make their own rules. So there is nothing wrong with it, relatively.
All right, we got you. Anything else, Chris?
There's nothing illegal about it at all.
We got another caller, Chris. Anything else, sir?
Oh, we'll just leave it at that today.
Thank you so much for calling in. Always love your viewpoints. Appreciate it. Common sense, right there it was, right on the radio. All right, we got another caller waiting. We'll be right back.
When car repairs get difficult.
Well, I just don't know.
Me neither.
We get good. Sunbury Motors. More than quality new and used cars, Sunbury Motors specializes in complicated auto repair diagnosis. They can handle intricate repairs and even complete auto body with service open Monday through Friday, 7 till 4. And Sunbury Motors has made simple repairs easy. Maintaining your vehicle is necessary. Finding the time to do it is difficult. Welcome to Sunbury Motors Quick Lane. Open 7 till 4, Monday through Friday. Just walk in or call ahead. Relax in their remodeled waiting room with Wi-Fi, beverages, and snacks. While Sunbury Motors factory trained techs take care of your oil change, tire alignments, brakes, and inspections. Quick Lane, 6:30 to 6, Monday through Friday, Saturday, 6:30 till 2. Sunbury Motors, Ford and Hyundai, North 4th Street, Sunbury. And Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. We take the out of auto repair.
This is a great song. I just like to listen to it. Bob, you're on the mark. Thanks for calling in.
Good morning. I just wanted to clarify some things when it comes to, this is from experience, being a gay person, a lesbian, or a transsexual has nothing to do with being a pedophile. In my book, a pedophile needs to go to jail. Anybody that does child porn, anything sexually with a child, when you're over 18, you need to go to jail. And as far as recruiting, what are they recruiting? More adults or children?
Couldn't tell you. It was a made-up analogy. It had nothing to do with encouraging pedophilia. I was just trying to use some extreme example that everybody would be opposed to. Although there is
yes, I clarify that gays, lesbians, and transgenders are not any relation to a pedophile.
Right. I don't think anybody made that correlation.
I just wanted to clarify that.
Right.
Okay, noted. What else? You think the free speech should be allowed or not? Should a pedophile be allowed to speak on campus?
I don't know what they're speaking about. As long as they're not recruiting children, I guess it's fine.
Okay, yeah. That's what a lot of people say, that free speech is free speech is free speech is free speech, and that's what the university actually says. So I think a lot of folks would agree with you. All right, thank you, sir. Anything else?
Okay, thanks, Bob.
Yeah, thanks for calling in. Much appreciated. All right, that opens up the phone. Call us now, 570-743-9565. We'll take one more caller. We got enough to read on the screen. EB, we're going to read your email first thing tomorrow. We didn't get to it. It relates to the orange dimwit.
That's what she called him the other day, yes.
All right, I got to tell you about a particular vehicle, the Hyundai Santa Cruz. Very highly rated. Of course, it's like a mini pickup truck. It's got about a 5-foot by 5-foot bed in the back that's exposed, so you can put your leaves or trash can or your deer back there. But it is considered sort of an SUV and half of a pickup. It's like the old Ford Explorer half sports that were the half pickup truck that I liked back in the day. This one has a very small motor, 2.5-liter engine, four-cylinder, so it's an economy car. But then the price starts at $23,000, so it's not going to be the most expensive vehicle, but very utilitarian, 24 miles to the gallon on average, pretty high rating from Consumer Reports magazine. Comes with pedestrian and cyclist detection, standard. Rear cross-track warning is optional, so Joe's going to have to be careful with running over the garbage can again. But this is a vehicle that would be a great one. They got a couple of them down at the Sunbury Motor Company. Sunbury Motor Company, family-owned dealership since 1915. New Ford, Hyundai, and Kias. And they would just love to do business with you. A great way to start will be at sunburymotors.com. Mr. Joe, read, please.
One of our texters says, of course pedophiles shouldn't be allowed to speak on campus. They should be in prison. Let's say I agree with that. But let's say someone wants to come on campus to make an argument that pedophilia shouldn't be a crime.
Mm-hmm.
Would you ban him from speaking?
No.
That's a thought. That's an idea. That's not somebody there to recruit additional pedophiles or to molest children. That's someone there to talk about the issue of pedophilia, and their belief system happens to be that it's not as bad as we portray it in society.
I would argue against that, because there's a victim. If you encourage more folks to do it and more folks do it, then the children are victims.
But that presumes that your argument would be so compelling that you would be actually recruiting pedophiles.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and I don't think you could make that
maybe
that
just by your very presence. But I think to advocate something is like advocating rape. If you had a known rapist on campus saying that, well, a guy should be able to rape women if they want to, that's my opinion.
Guy comes on campus, he's
a
recruiter.
But there's a victim to his crimes.
He's a recruiter for the United States Army, and he's talking about all the wonderful things the Army does. He doesn't mention the fact they sometimes kill people. He just talks about all the wonderful things the Army does. Should he be banned?
Well, the Army doesn't have victims. They don't do anything
illegal.
Well,
they do have victims if you believe that all war is illegal and that people shouldn't kill one another.
Well, I guess you could extend that, right.
But I'm just saying that when you start putting limits on free speech that doesn't actually advocate violence or harm to anyone, and I would draw the line at that. I don't think you should come on campus. And tonight's topic is how we beat to death people we don't like.
Oh, okay.
You know, I think there we would draw the line.
This is the feel-good show of the week, I want you to know. All right, read our stuff before our listeners.
All right. McCarthy has been proven correct over the years. The communists are embedded in the government trying to destroy it. Yeah, but McCarthy never proved anybody was a communist. Then one of the other ones says, look up Matt Walsh and the response he receives from the trans community trying to silence him. And we have an email that just came in.
Yep, I'll take care of it.
And if a person calls a man sir when they look like a man but identifies as a woman, they harass and call him transphobic.
All right, hold on a second.
And then one of our emailers, Chris, says, good morning. I just wanted to make a positive comment. It's been very interesting and pleasant to hear Chris's calls recently. I used to get an opinion on what he said before he even says it, but he's been very kind and doesn't agree with everything that Joe has to say. Doesn't disagree with everything that Joe has to say during the conversation.
I can't read the emails.
Chris and I can be civil to one another.
Well, that's the beauty of this show. This is where we have a good dialogue. And finally, this is the last email at the very bottom.
All right. Mark, so you'd vote for the Manchurian candidate Biden again? Don't you think he's done enough damage to the country? Yeah, Mark, don't you think?
Well, not as much damage that a Republican president would do. It's a balance.
I would direct you to all the past Republican presidents who have not been as incompetent
as Joe
Biden.
That haven't been terrible, okay. Well, there have been quite a few, as there have been good Democratic presidents, too.
Yes, there have been good Democratic presidents.
Current president excluded.
Right.
You're listening to WDK, okay, Sunbury.